Yo, what's up, guys? This is episode 5 of Anime Movie Friday here at Anime Afterlife Podcast. I am your host, Larkst, and I am joined, as always, with my co-host, Dave the Zombie.
Gabe told me to die in a fire earlier today. That hurt my feelings.
Really? You're such a jerk, Gabe.
I have to come out with the truth, but we'll get to that when you introduce me.
My other co-host, Vincito.
The same thing happened to me. So, yeah. Don't worry, Gabe.
My douchebag co-host, Gabe.
Okay, here's the truth. I hate you all to guts.
Why?
I really despise all of you. And Madoka Magica is amazing.
I almost took you seriously there for a second, Gabe. It's okay. I knew you were joking.
Yeah.
I could feel the joke from here. And what about...
And joining us this week, our blog writer on our blog, Zakana.
I'd most likely have sex with everyone in this room if the opportunity came up.
I will file it under the things that I shouldn't probably know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of a delay on episode 5. A lot of us had a bunch of bullshit come up, and we had to push it back a week, but that's fine. Finally getting this show done and out of the way, because we watched probably one of the best movies of all time.
Oh, yes.
I'm, of course, talking about Clannad the Motion Picture.
Yeah.
Done by Toei Animation in 2007.
Actually, it's also done by Toei and someone else.
Toei and who?
Let me check. Mm-hmm.
Sentai Filmworks
dubbed it!
No, it wasn't Sentai
Favorite
Filmworks.
Favorite licensing company of
all. Did they dub it? Did they dub it?
Yeah. What's so funny? Shut up.
Oh, God, King, you have the best timing ever.
I know I do.
We're reviewing the Clannad movie.
I refrain from telling Ven the big secret, so you can tell him later.
Oh, awesome.
What secret?
Nothing.
I'll tell you later.
Just let that anticipation cook during the show. I don't have many friends, that's all.
Oh, really? The anime's not going to happen anymore, is
No,
it?
You've been keeping up with the manga, right? Well,
yeah.
Get back. Shut up. Get back.
I'm already caught up with the manga.
I'm a little tired. Let's take a break.
God.
We've been going for 3 fucking minutes.
Let's postpone this for another week.
I'm so glad I'm not editing this.
It's like that episode of 4Player Podcast. They ordered a pizza halfway, and, it was hilarious. Alright.
This is going to be a fun editing job that I don't have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I edit it. You just solid. Time it.
I have to do the times, though.
Alright. Let's go.
Thing.
Let's go, guys. Go!
Oh, is King a part of this?
Nah.
No.
King watched the Clannad movie.
No. King doesn't watch it.
What are your feelings on Clannad movie, dude?
Okay.
Exactly.
King, mute your mic. We're going back.
We're going to play
I don't even know what I was saying before.
Okay, this anime is directed by Osamu what's his name?
Osamu. And
Osamu
it's done by Toei Animation and Frontier Works.
No, it's Sentai Film.
Frontier Works, yeah.
Whatever.
Do you guys know Osamu?
Osamu.
What's his name?
Osamu Dezaki.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know. You guys heard of him before? He directed Rose of Versailles.
Rose of Versailles.
Great day.
Ben, you know what you need to do? You need to mute your mic and do some talking exercises.
Fuck you guys.
Oh,
fuck
wow. You. The guy did, the first series of Lupin the Third.
He also did, what's it called? Asita no Joe and Space Adventure Cobra. All those classics.
And Ultraviolet Code 044. But
he did that
about
really bad show. He did a really bad movie, Sword of Truth and stuff.
Enough about the director.
And he died, 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was pretty recent. I didn't even hear about that, really. It was sad.
I didn't either.
When I saw that, I was really sad that I never heard about that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Was that one of the times we just weren't paying attention, Dave?
Maybe.
All right, well, let's get back on track.
Oh, yeah, because I sold down track.
All right. So, before we get into this real quick, I want to make something clear. If for whatever reason you've watched the Clannad movie but not the original series, whatever dumb fucking reason you have of done that, don't listen to this podcast.
You seem to forget that there's a person in here that's watching the movie and not the series.
Hey,
really?
To be fair, I didn't give a shit about Clannad before.
Zaycon has never watched the series.
You gotta reword your statement.
Yeah, maybe he has not watched it.
It's Zaycon's fault that he didn't want to watch the series.
Oh, I didn't know that. What? I assumed everybody had seen Clannad.
It's okay.
I thought it was Moe Blob shit. Now I know it isn't Moe Blob shit.
I kept telling you, it's not!
It's just slightly Moe Blob.
It is slightly, but like the one day you were like, "Oh, that girl's tits!
Wow,
that girl's tits are really big." Right. I got so mad. Damn it! Let's
I don't
move
care
on.
About tits.
Yeah, you were talking about it not long time ago. You were talking.
I mean, if she, I mean, if it's like humongous, yeah, I don't care. Yeah,
what the fuck are you guys talking about?
We're talking about your mom.
Oh,
okay. But enough about your mom.
I understand.
Oh man. Well, that's news to me.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
Oh, Miss Pretty Big, though, Gabe.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me.
Barst! This is usually the part where we go into some detail about what the movie is about. And since Gabe here knows more about Clannad than anybody, I'm going to let him tell
Gabe,
everybody what the movie is about.
Okay. I'm talking about the movie, right? Not the series.
Not the series.
Fuck it. I don't know. We may talk about the series. We may not.
Yeah, but for this,
really depends.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the movie. So, Clannad the Motion Picture follows a boy named Tomoya Okazaki, and he's suffering from a little depression, if you didn't notice when you watched this movie. But along his walk to school, he meets a strange girl. In the movie, she's a strange girl named Nagisa Furukawa, and from then on he goes on a long, long travel uphill, if you want to quote him, with Nagisa, where he learns the value of having a family. And in the movie, it's hard to not talk about the series, but in the movie, really, he just helps her find what she wants to do in her life, which is really just what she wants to do in school, and that's recreate the the theater club again, because it was disbanded. And from then on, their relationship grows bigger and bigger, and they get into a lot more serious stuff. And that's the basic synopsis. I don't want to go too far into it because people have already watched this. Lurks, do you want to ask the round table here something that you should be asking at the beginning?
Yeah.
Every show that you should be asking at the beginning.
What did everybody watch this movie in?
Japanese dub.
Japanese.
Japanese.
Subtitles.
Hey, no one watched in English? I thought Lurks watched
no!
English.
No! Why?
Is it in English?
I thought you made a comment about how they called her Nagisa.
This is in English?
And it says English dub by Sentai Filmworks.
Oh, if I knew it had English, I would have watched in English.
No,
might as well alienate myself.
Because everyone calls him Nagisa.
Tomoya Okazaki and Nagisa Furukawa.
Nagisa.
Yeah, really good couple there, Nagisa and Tomoya. So,
you know what's interesting though? All the English voice actors are the same because Sentai Filmworks.
No,
the only one that's different is Tomoya's Japanese voice actor is completely different than the series.
The English stuff is the same,
huh?
English stuff for Tomoya is the same.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's something I didn't notice that either. Every character is voiced by the same person they do in that the TV series, except for the main character. It's so weird.
Yeah. Hmm. Really odd.
Yeah.
But, and he doesn't do a bad job though.
Yeah, he was actually really good.
I like the series Tomoya voice a lot better, but that's because that guy's fucking genius. And I still like this guy.
Yuichi what? Nakamura.
Yeah, Yuichi Nakamura. Yeah, come on. Nakamura, man. Yeah. Can't really hate that
guy. He was in Ika Musume. Did you know that?
Well.
So, I didn't know that because I didn't watch that stupid show.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about Ika Musume? Because that's not a stupid show.
I was talking about Ika Musume.
Oh, well, you're wrong, sir. Hey, Dave.
Anyways, what were we talking about? We were talking about the Clannad the motion picture.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope that everyone here is going to do their best to not be biased with the series when they're...
My whole entire score for this movie is completely based on the movie and not comparisons made to the original series. I will go ahead and say that now.
Okay.
I'll try to base this on the movie itself, but it's really hard to when you've like seen the better version of it. It's just...
Right. That's why we have Zakana here. He's never even seen the series.
Yeah, Zakana is going to be our...
the unbiased fuck.
He's going to be the pure...
he's the pure...
Something. He hasn't watched the series. So
I'm the Clannad Vogen.
What do we usually talk about first?
We usually talk about how it starts.
Well,
which
we already
is kind of
it's kind of hard to say because
a very
big portion of the movie is Tomoya trying to help Nagisa get the theater club started, and
which
then,
I think that's kind of silly to be honest because. God damn it.
Have you ever seen the series, I mean, most of the movie takes place in the first half of the Clannad story, like Clannad 1, Clannad. And then just like the last maybe 20, maybe 10 minutes was after story stuff.
Let's,
yeah.
Or half an hour.
I'm going to go ahead and proclaim that the word series is taboo here.
Yes.
For you.
For you.
Well, then we're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the series.
I can compare it to the movie all I want. I had no vow.
That's true.
I had no vow of silence.
But anyways, I didn't like the way they did this because they spent like 3/4 of the movie on this theater club stuff, and then the very last like 1/4 of the movie felt so rushed. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Well,
I didn't think they'll.
I'm saying it's true, but I mean, what if they didn't? You know, they can't just introduce the two characters and then have them say "I love you." That'd be weird. And
actually be less weird than the way they did it.
How would it not? What, you expected a time skip?
No.
There's no development in their relationship.
What you just said would have been a lot less weird than the way they did it in the movie.
What I found really weird was right when they ended the theater stuff, I found that really awkward. I think me and Dave both found that really awkward. Remember, Dave? Like right after the theater, and then you everything clicks, kind of, and you kind of understand, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then it was just like kind of weird, sudden moment where Tomoya is like, "Oh my god, you know what? I fucking love this woman," and stuff like
I
that.
Know.
Even that was really rushed. Would you expect him to just say "I love you" after the first 20 minutes?
No, but I don't. I mean, I don't expect him to just spontaneously say it. It felt spontaneous to me because I didn't really feel that connection in the movie between them at that much. Maybe it was just me though, because I wasn't really. I was kind of distracted by the fact that there was a lot of, what's it called? There's a lot of the teacher and, what's his name? That blonde dude. I can't remember his name.
Sunahara.
I thought there was a lot of the teacher and Sunahara in this movie. the teacher being Fuko's sister, who's Fuko's not in this movie.
Ibuki.
If you can't see her. Ibuki Sensei and
Coco.
Yeah. What's her name?
Ibuki Chocolate.
Ikubi Chocolate and
Coco.
I think the teacher was one of my favorite characters in the movie. I really liked her because when she gets introduced, she has a really awesome introduction. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
She teleports. Yeah,
this movie's funny.
That was so great.
This movie's really funny.
Yeah, I like I like some of the comedy in this movie.
Hey, going back to that whole scene after the whole theater production, the reason that scene is so awkward is, in my opinion, I think it's because of one of the biggest faults in this movie, and that's terrible character development.
Well, I didn't even notice. I couldn't even tell.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah. Alright.
Half of all the awkward and just not well done stuff in this movie is due to poor character development.
Well, okay, you said that they spent too much time on the theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the theater was the development.
Yeah, it was the development. I just felt
they had to spend as much time as they needed to doing that, and they did, and it still felt really out of pace.
It's
but
still
like,
poor.
You're saying that if they did it earlier, it would have been better.
No, I don't think he's saying that at all. I think because the movie's, I think it's 1 hour and 30 minutes long, I think that's what he meant earlier, is that, when he was talking about it earlier, is that, you wanted to get a good pacing going where you got to maybe the confession scene around maybe midpoint of the movie would have been nice, I think. But way the movie was going, the whole theater thing felt awkward because it didn't feel like they were actually developing romantic feelings for each other that whole time for me. I didn't really feel that.
No,
it felt like they were really good friends during that whole time, but it didn't feel like they were being
closer. Actually, I didn't feel that at all, really, either.
Really?
No.
I thought it was really nice of him to help.
Tomio in this movie is such a douchebag. He is such a dick.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. In the very beginning, he's like, why is my name important to you? And then he just walks away.
It's not
he. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about his talk with his father?
No, the talk with Nagisa.
And Nagisa asked him to
at the very beginning.
If she could follow him. You know, he just said, "Okay, yeah, whatever."
It's like, but why you gotta follow me? Why can't you follow someone else? It's like, and then she's like, "Well, what's your name?" It's like, why is my name even important to you?
You know what? That's I've always had a. I just want to touch on the series real quick. I've always had a problem with the series is that Tomoya in the series and in this movie, he's a delinquent, right? He's supposed to be kind of a delinquent
in both.
Yeah, he's a delinquent in the series. He didn't really feel like a delinquent to me
he
at
is
all.
Delinquent.
I don't know. I know he was, but he didn't feel like one. He didn't act like one. Your typical delinquent. He didn't act like one. But in
he's a tsundere.
I know, but in the movie, I thought he acted more like a delinquent in the movie than he did.
At least he did say his name. I mean, he would be a douche if he really didn't.
He was a lot nicer in the series. But even though he played evil jokes on a lot of people, at least he was very nice and they weren't really harsh jokes at all.
I think in the original series, he's just more of a lazy person than anything.
Shouldn't we just call the movie the original since it is the first one?
Movie. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, the movie came first.
I did.
Alright.
We're talking series here. In the series,
seems
he was lazy.
Okay.
He's more apathetic in the movie. He really doesn't care anything whatsoever about anything that's happening.
He doesn't.
Yeah, to me, Zion.
Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't make him likable, because he's just so...
He's not supposed to be likable. He's a delinquent.
Yeah, but you expect, that because of his faults, there'd be room for development, and he doesn't quite reach that new height in the movie. At least I don't think so.
It's really kind of hard, because it spans over years in a few minutes, and then you have to do development since it's a romance and a drama. That's a lot of... That's hard. That's not easy. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but,
Yeah. to me, Tomoyo, like, in the movie, he didn't feel like, I mean, he didn't feel like a delinquent like you guys were talking about. To me, he just felt depressed. Like,
was depressed.
I mean, like, not depressed in the sense that, yeah, he's a teenager, he's a little down. It's like, it sounded, I mean, how he spoke, how he communicated with everyone, it sounded like he was, like,
contemplating.
He was thinking about suicide. Like, that's kind of the impression I got from him.
Yeah, I never like, felt that during the movie, though.
Neither did I.
I don't know. I just never really... He didn't even seem that depressed to me in the movie. I mean, yeah, I could tell when he was depressed.
He was very...
Really?
Yeah. Well, I understand. There were times it was funny, like, you know, the facial expressions and him hanging out with Tsunahara, but, like, he's suffering from that nightmare, which is basically just a reflection of him in real life, you know, in the dream.
Yeah, but I just kind of saw him as a normal teenager, because most teens I see these days are depressed anyway, so
he's used to it. He's living a rough life. He's at home with a dad that he despises, and he can't play basketball. Basketball is his dream.
He was staying at the dorm for most of his days with the Yohei.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's better, because he still has a dad that he doesn't like, and he can't follow his dream because...
Yeah, but, like, he still has, like, a friend and school life to go to, you know?
That doesn't equal what you want to do with your life, which is what reflects his dream. Did anyone remember what his dream is?
Something about a clown, I
forget.
No, he's walking along fields upon fields upon long-ass places, and he doesn't know where to go, which is basically...
Well, he wasn't just walking. He was actually riding a bike, too, which I felt kind of weird.
Like he said, he's mind, not body, so, you know, they can't just show nothing moving. They have to show something. And, yeah, bike is a little weird, but...
It's like... Puppet riding a bike.
Yeah, that was
kind of funny.
The song for his dream was really creepy, like that flute.
No, his whole dream is creepy. Like,
yeah.
His arms are falling off and his face falls off and he loses a leg and it's like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
I guess from a psychological point, it's like that's reflecting how he feels he's not in control of his life and how everything is just falling to pieces.
Yeah, he's not. You know, I don't know him because he's his own character. Like every other human being is his own person, but his dream is basketball and he couldn't do basketball anymore. And he's got no family because his mom's dead and he hates his dad. You know, his life, that sounds pretty suckish to me. You know, friends or not, you got to admit, that kind of sucks.
I guess. Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe not to you, but, you know, you're a different person, he's a different person, he's got his own feelings and stuff, so, you know.
On a side note, like, this is a little bit off track, but was anyone bothered by how off-tune the Dongo song was?
Actually,
I
was about to say that. I don't hate the Dongo song.
I hate that. I swear to God, every time I listen to the Dongo song, I had to pause the movie, go to YouTube, and look up the Dongo song in the series. And I was like, okay, that's how it's supposed to go. Okay, I can watch this now.
Like, when Nagisa was singing it, I liked it.
It sounded so odd.
It's because you watched the original. Like this one's more upbeat. The Dongo song in the series is... Like a lot more, like, dramatic and stuff, but in the... Because this is, like, a kid's fairy tale or whatever might be the equivalent to Americans, but, like, it's for kids, so it's meant to make them feel happy. So it's an upbeat rendition.
The one in the series is really upbeat, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel really happy
listening to the original one.
I was listening to it, like, a couple days ago.
Maybe upbeat, but its tone is definitely not, like, happy the way that
it depends on what mood you're in when you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
I was thinking about that just a second ago.
You must have been listening.
It can either be taken as a happy song or a very, very depressing song.
Yeah, but that doesn't change its tone. Its tone is like not as happy as the one in the movie.
To be honest, the one in the movie was very forgettable for me. Maybe because they didn't play enough. Because the series had it, like, all over the fucking place.
And here's the thing, like, in the series, it was a motif for Nagisa, so every time you saw her, everything they could throw it in, they threw it in, so it kind of stuck on you. And it sounded good. And this one does sound good, but it doesn't really attach with anyone except for the song. And the dongos weren't really used much in this series.
Are you kidding? They had a whole animation the first time she sang it.
Yeah, but like...
with like dongos jumping in a bathtub.
That's the most you see of it, though.
And I like to say, that was so random. I had no idea what dongos were when I saw that. I thought everyone was going on a drug trip or something.
Oh, yeah.
It just came out of nowhere.
Aren't dongos like the stuff you put on... I've never had one before.
They're dough balls.
Yeah, dough balls.
You kind of deep fry them, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like...
stick.
Yeah, they're essentially donut holes, I think.
Yeah, dumplings.
Dumplings. Yeah, dumplings. They're like dumplings.
Yeah.
No, they are dumplings.
They are dumplings?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. I learned something today.
Ooh.
They're balls of dough. There's an emotional attachment in the series, and it's not that present in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my whole beef with the movie. My whole beef with the movie is that Conan the series is absolutely, hands down, the most emotional series ever made. Mm-hmm. And... in my opinion, and in the opinions of several of them.
No, that's fact.
And shut up, Jake. when you take, I just thought the movie didn't represent that enough. Being the original thing that came out for Conan, I cannot imagine what people who actually were watching anime at the time watched this movie, and then the series came out, I think, a couple years later, maybe? A year later?
A few months.
A few months?
1 month.
The series started in 2008,
Started in 07.
Yeah, he's actually right.
Really?
The Clannad movie came out.
The first Clannad series. I'm talking about After Story here.
Oh. No,
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, the first series started in 2007.
Clannad the movie came out in September of 07.
Yeah, and the series started in...
The first season came out in October.
1 month right after.
Were they working on the series like while the movie was
being? They're two different studios. Like KyoAni has nothing to do with Toei.
I know, but
that must have been like KyoAni working on the series while Toei was making the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, so why were they making a movie and then make a series?
No, because they're two different studios. Like Toei got Air, and then Toei made Canon, but then KyoAni made Canon, and now they...
KyoAni redid Canon.
They made their own version of Canon, you know, for whatever reason. But
I think Ki gets more credit than it deserves now.
Yeah, Ki is really... Cause like, you won't believe how good their visual novels are. They're really... they're insane.
No, because like...
Are they the sexy kind?
Well, Air and Canon are.
Cool.
Because I thought like they looked at the Clannad movie and kind of saw its mistakes and then decided to like take those mistakes and fix them, but yeah, it seems like they're already working on something better than that. That's kind of
the mistakes were already fixed before they even saw the Conan movie.
Ishihara really did a good job.
Of course, I compliment most of KyoAni's animation directors and all their directors for making some of the most entertaining shows that have ever been made. And I don't know. It's just like, there's some staples in this movie that kind of represent what Toei Animation's all about to me. You see those still frames in the movie where they kind of had like the weird
shading. The art cards.
Yeah, the art cards. That's like a staple for I always think of Toei whenever I think of that, because that's in, I think they're doing Toriko right now. It's in Toriko. I think it was in Dragon Ball Z. All that shit they've done, like all their old animes. It's a freeze frame, really dramatic thing. I think it was in Conan in the KyoAni thing. Remember when Kotomi was playing the violin and there's a part?
That's comedy, the
Death Note thing? Yeah, but they used it for comedy. It is
different. Say the Death Note thing.
The Death Note thing.
You automatically bring that back to Death Note.
And they used it for comedy I don't know if that was a throwback to Toei or something, but I think it was just them doing that. So it doesn't matter. But I like that, because I like that. It reminds me of them watching a Toei work, and I do like Toei. I like the company.
Yeah, they did Air really good.
Mm. Then wasn't that in Air too? That was
I don't believe so.
I don't remember Air. First four episodes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
what were we on about?
Well, bottom line, like, the series has 26 episodes. Not even, like, 50, because both seasons. And they have all those 50 episodes to link the song and whatever with the characters and the mood, so. And the movie gets an hour, you know? Kind of not fair. But that's all I'm saying. It's not really present in the movie, and it doesn't really have to be. It just makes it better for the series that it can.
Now, Yib, you haven't, like, played the visual novel at all, have you?
I can't, like, they're not in English.
Okay.
But, like, I do know a little bit about it, but...
Okay. Because I was about to ask you, like, if they actually, like, were... Like, this is taken from the visual novel... Right.
Yeah, directly from, like, okay. The main path. Like, if they didn't branch off to the other heroines, then yeah, that would be...
Okay.
You were going to ask if the dream sequence was present in the visual novel, Dave? Well, like, all that dream stuff?
Well, I mean, like,
or anything in the movie, really?
Yeah, if they retained any of the same stuff that was in the visual novel.
Oh, like, the songs are there. I'm pretty sure that
the Dango song.
The Dango song is there. Nagisa's theme is there. Everything's there. I think Key's sound label added more, but, like, I'm not sure about the Illusatory world. I definitely know about the lights, the light business, but, you know, the floating lights.
There's floating lights in the movie?
Yeah.
Huh.
There were two.
I'd have to actually think two. About it.
Oh, that's a key part in the...
Probably why I missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're key in the series. I don't know how important they were in the movie.
Oh, it still preserved the meaning.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Quick question. Why the hell are there voice actors for Kotomi in the movie when she didn't say a fucking word?
She was talking, but you didn't hear anything out of her mouth one scene. Right?
No, she didn't say a thing. The entire... That was... Oh, God.
I was wondering how Lurch was going to handle the reaction to actually seeing Kotomi in the movie and then realizing she doesn't do shit besides conduct like this.
Yeah, she was really different.
I almost flipped my shit when I saw that. Like,
flip a poo. Remember that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, now, she really changed characters.
That was the, like, if... Okay, so I know I said, like, I wasn't going to make any comparisons to, like, the series to the movie.
Oh, we can tell you're mad because you like
the
like
one the- thing that just fucking threw me through a loop was like, what is they doing with Kotomi?
and speaking of awesome characters from the series, Ryo is not in this, which is my favorite from the twins.
Neither is Fuko.
And neither is the greatest character in Quinod, besides Nagisa, and besides the other one, which I won't talk about, is Fuko. She's not here. I was sad. I was so sad. They have Ibuki, but not Fuko. Ibuki sensei, not Fuko.
Yeah.
I bet she's just like, I bet they don't even touch on her. She's still in the, you know where. Yeah.
Wait, what other character are you talking about?
You know the character.
The character.
The character.
They. No, wait, no. Ocean. Wait.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Ocean. Yeah, Ocean.
She is in this movie.
Oh my God, she is!
Wait, Ven, what are you talking about? She's
what?
In here, stupid.
I completely forgot because it's
watching?
At the very end of the fucking movie.
Are you sure you're not watching something else?
No, yeah. I watched the movie.
What
it's just
fucking
like,
movie were you watching?
She was in the last, like, 2 minutes of the movie, and it's, like, very
she
forgettable.
Said, like,
because
took lines, and that was it.
She had, like, one line or
Let's
two lines.
Talk about that later.
Now, okay, if we're on the topic of Ushio...
Shut up. Everyone who's listening to this has already watched
gives
it.
Gives a flying fuck. Jesus.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Anyways, if we're on the topic of her, the one thing about this movie that just drives me up a wall...
I know what you're going to say.
...is the use of, like, over-dramatizing certain moments in the movie.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Okay, at the very end, and I hate to like bring up the very end of the movie already, but this has to be said because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever like witnessed in a movie in my entire life. All right, so Tomio is at the station and he sees Ushio.
With cute little Ushio holding a little dongo in her hand.
I know. She starts running, and Tomio's like, no, wait. Yeah.
Oh my god, I know what you're talking about.
And he like, it like goes all slow motion, and she like trips, and he dives, and like catches.
And there's an orchestra, there's like brass, there's trumpets, and everything booming.
What's he doing?
Me and Dave had the funniest conversation about how Tomio has like the fucking like seventh sense of human beings when he watched that scene.
God, dude.
He was like a psychic, I swear to god.
No, I'm like, the whole time, like, after the whole thing happened and the credits were rolling, I was like, what the hell is Tomio doing? I mean, it's not like she's gonna trip and hurt, she's gonna get, like, decapitated or something and she's gonna die. Or, like, she trips and she, like, trips towards the...
He does a baseball slide under her. Like... He does a baseball slide on her, and then the music is all like energetic and spy actiony and movie shit.
I swear to God, that is the single most ridiculous thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
At first, I thought they were kind of run together and hug, you know, like big dramatic
right.
scene. And then I was just like, what if she trips? And then she tripped, and I was like, wow, now I'm psychic. But then I see Tomio slide under, like, what the hell?
The camera was under him. He had like an after image and shit.
He was super fast.
He was flying.
It's like, it was funny.
And then the music changes back to a little piano from
it's just like
gigantic orchestra.
Like the worst that's gonna happen, she's gonna trip, skid her knee, she's gonna cry about it. Tomio kisses his boo boo, puts a band-aid on it, and you go about your fucking day.
No, dude, she was going for her face. I swear, he wasn't there. She was. I'm looking at it right now. I just paused it. She was going for her face.
Oh my god, we gotta find that picture.
Let me upload it right now.
Of the face plant.
Let me upload it right now, give me a second.
I gotta put that on the post and stuff, that's what we said.
I mean, if she did fall on her face, it just had been a bloody nose.
No, holy shit, she's like 5 years old. She was gonna die, dude. She's going for her face.
Again, probably just a bloody nose, considering how tall she is.
Like,
are skulls fully developed at 5 years old?
It's developed enough to withstand the impact of the ground.
Yeah.
Falling forward at like, she was going like 30
like
miles an hour.
This picture right here.
Face
planted on the ground.
Wait, guys, we have to redo the site. The most depressing vlog in the world.
Let's do it.
And then you see Tomio running in the back.
Dave, I don't...
He tried to catch him.
Dave, I know you usually put, like, the Anime Movie Friday picture for, like, all the podcasts, but you gotta put that... You gotta put that in somewhere.
If this was Toei Animation, he would have been a lot faster and being able to talk. Because it's Kyoane, he was too slow, and she face-planted.
Oh, man. If she'd have face planted, I would have given this fucking movie a 9. I swear to God.
That's hard.
That'd have been the funniest damn thing of all time.
I really don't remember that scene from the series. Are you sure that's not Photoshop?
No, that's definitely from the series.
It happened.
Really?
Yeah.
No. You know what would have been better? If both of them were gonna hug, both tripped, and both hit their heads on each other.
Okay, I think we've gone into a discussion about what funniest wipeout there would be if, you know, they actually fell. We're kind of getting...
I'm just saying, dude.
And the fact... Like, people argue how this movie's more realistic, but, like, you know, Nagisa stays dead, but the way...
What was that?
She stays...
I mean,
wait.
I mean, how not?
Wait. We should all shut up for 10 seconds.
How do you not stay dead?
Well,
Dave, what are you talking about?
If
Let's just,
Well, Lurks is gone.
I hung up on you. Lurks, yeah, I couldn't risk it. I don't know what you were about to say.
Wait, Gabe, you haven't heard about a lot, like a ton of people, would prefer the movie over the series because it's more realistic, they said.
I never said
yeah.
that.
A lot of people. Lock.
Okay. I'll just disregard that. So
nothing happened.
Okay.
I thought the movie was more unrealistic than the series. Does that make any sense to you guys?
It does to me.
Why?
That's the point I'm making, like, the way Ushio reacts to seeing her father, like, for the first time. She's not scared of him. She's so familiar with him. And it's kind of awkward to see that happen.
I thought Ushio in the series was very realistic.
Well, there's really no reason to be scared. I mean, like...
Yeah, but... Like,
obviously, she's seen her once or twice, but, like...
Okay... in the movie, they said he hasn't seen her since she was born.
Okay, well, like... What's... I almost said Clannad. Nagisa's parents, like... You know, must have told her, you know, stuff about him, like how good of a person he is, how much he loves.
You're still gonna like.
I know, but they,
and you know, like she must know what a father is, and she's you know wondering like where's
that's
mine.
I don't know.
Are you comparing Ushio, Dave? Are you comparing Ushio from the series to the movie, and comparing them based on like?
Slightly,
what are you doing?
But I'm trying to like saying it's not realistic. Because, you know, if you don't see your parent for, like, a long time, you're not going to feel, like, you're not going to just jump in your arms. You're going to feel, like, a little awkward about it.
And, yeah, you know,
especially if you haven't seen them since the day you were born. It's just, you don't do that.
That's why I think the way I always remember, whenever I think of Kunai, I always remember the first time you see Ushio. And I was bawling my eyes out because that big scene just happened. I couldn't stop crying. My eyes were red, and I just saw Ushio. I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck? And I couldn't handle it. And it was just it's an amazing scene with very little dialogue, I think, between her father and her. And it's just the first time that they've seen each other in so long that I thought it felt more real than this one.
Well, like, that's probably how you guys would be, you know, more grown up. But she's 5 years old. Do you think a 5 year old would also you know think
no.
that way?
No.
I think a 5 year old would know how to walk. I'm just saying, dude. Yeah.
Honestly, I think like a 5 year old, she'd probably be shy being told that that's your father. She probably would have been sticking close to her grandparents.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
is the
She does that. She does that in the series. When you first see her, she's usually hanging around the. Well, I don't know. Actually, does she? She's very cautious around him, though. Like usually, she's always like hiding behind a wall or.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. Well, either that, or she'd punch him for never being part of her life if she's mature enough to understand that.
Well, come on. There's a lot of different people in the world. They all have different, you know, ways of going. There's energetic people. There's really outgoing people. There's people who, like, don't really think too much on that kind of stuff, and they would just totally go right
out. I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, the movie thing's fine. I'm just saying that I thought in the argument, which is more real, I thought the series is more... Which do you like better, Gabe? The way Ushio... the meeting with Ushio is handled in the movie or the series?
The series, first because, you know...
Oh, of course.
Like, I don't know what to say about it, but, like... What was I saying? It's not... You can't really say, like, this person's personality is more realistic than this person. Like, let's kind of not think that they're fictional characters and, you know, think they're real people. You can't really say hers is more realistic than hers, you know.
Different. I think what we mean by realistic is down to earth. More the norm.
Yeah, but... What does that mean?
It's what you expect from people. Well, more than norm.
You're not supposed to expect things from people. Like,
yeah, you do. It's
yeah,
it's
but
society,
not in terms of personality. Like, you should be different. There shouldn't really be a norm. That's just my ideology. But
I mean, if Ushio went around killing people, man, wouldn't you say that's a little out of the norm?
You're talking nonsense. I'm talking about, like,
that's exactly shy, what I mean.
You'd be shy talking to your father that you haven't seen for 5 years, or just, you know. How about we all just spend a few minutes making jokes about falling on
Facebook? What we're doing.
I'm sorry, Gabe. Go ahead.
Well, no. Like, you guys want to have a little side conversation in the text chat?
It's stupid Dave over here won't drop the fucking comment on fucking Trippy. So,
we're just trying to emphasize how fucking ridiculous that scene was. I mean, it's that bad. So, like, it is what, that bad.
What if they all fell over, like Ushio and Tomoya, right? And then Sunohara like gets that, so crazy that he runs over and he falls on his face, right?
They're like all constantly fall
yeah.
over.
Yeah, then they, like no. Akio and Sane, they're like, oh my god, no, they run over. And then they all fall over on their face.
They all constantly fall over like that episode in Inmacoon.
Yeah. Like, and then what's his name? Yoshino Yusuke, he goes onto his little speech about, you know, what it means to love, and then he falls on his face. And then the dongo comes to life and shit, and it falls on his face.
Oh, and then the train comes, okay. And that tips over.
And then the people come out of the train, and they're like, what the hell's going on? And they fall on their face.
What the fuck?
All I have fun falling on faces. Are we done now?
That was
get
good.
All that out. I forgot two people, Tomoyo and then Kyo, fall on their faces for whatever the fuck their reason.
Because they weren't even part of the fucking movie.
They're like, what the hell? We don't have too much screen time. Let's fall over. And then they'll point the camera at us like, get that shot. They're falling over. The fucking clown falls over.
The tree falls over.
The fucking tree of promise just embodies a face and falls over.
And then finally you see the entire Earth just tip over.
Yeah. And then you get away from the computer, and then you just, you know what, fuck it. Then you fall over.
Okay, seriously, let's continue.
So, let's get back. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, falling on faces.
Fuck up, okay, let's go. You gotta get this going. I forgot where we're at.
I was just saying, like, you know, you can't really, you shouldn't really expect something of a person's personality, so. You can't really say, this is more realistic than that. That's just me. Maybe you could for the norm, but, you know.
Not for the norm. I mean, I just gotta say that, even though I know there's a lot of different people, but as far as acting goes, I thought the acting in animation, that's pretty fucking hard to talk about, but I thought the series, I thought she felt more like a 5-year-old than me. Then I thought that the movie one did, I guess. The movie one felt like a 7 or 8-year-old probably.
I don't spend too much time around kids, like, you know, that age, 5 years old, but like, I wouldn't think that, not to say that the series got it wrong, but, you know, I don't think that a 5-year-old would spend too much time on thinking, like, how awkward it would be. You know, they would just be open to it. If they're not that kind of shy kid, you know, 5-year-olds would go up to anyone and just talk.
In the end, it all depends on what you like more, and I definitely kind of like how it was presented in the
series. Sure.
Yeah, I still think she should have punched him in the balls for not being a part of her life, but
yeah,
that's just me.
I'm pretty sure there's a version of that out there somewhere. You just have to play the visual novel during the right path.
Well, come on, that's just like teenage angst.
She's fucking 5!
That's what I'm saying. Like, a 5-year-old would not punch someone for saying, you made my life shit, you fucker. And then, you know, fall on your face.
Yeah, that would be out of character. I would be like, well, that's a little unlike a 5-year-old.
Well, yeah,
unless she was a boy or something.
Dad, that no, not even a. I don't. Even, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not a boy.
When I was 5, I was busting up the ass. I can't. I don't even know.
You were what?
Nothing. Talking mouth. Ain't this a
yeah. Can we talk about the certain death?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Okay, that death, like. to me, it just came out of nowhere. I mean, I knew she had a weak body, but I didn't think it was weak enough where she'd die.
I thought they didn't really express enough.
Did it shock you?
Well, they briefly stated that she was held back a year because of an illness. Yeah. And that's about as much as they went into, like, her body being weak. But, you know, freaking Toei got to brush everything.
Yeah.
That's not their fault. I will pity them and say they have an hour. Series
and a half.
Hour. And why would you try and squeeze Clannad into an hour?
Well, they did it.
Yeah, they did.
I think it's briefly possible to squeeze it in an hour. You just got to do it well and include the right
people.
They
did it non-linear would be a good way, but, you know, not easy to do, really.
I think it would have been easier just to put After Story into an hour and a half.
If there are two movies...
If there were two movies, one for the first series and then one for the second, that would be fine. There wouldn't be that much problems there. They could really do that well, actually.
It felt like there were characters in the movie that didn't need to be there. That they were just there for the ride. Like,
I think Potemi was just fan service. She wasn't even need to be there.
Yeah, that
go fuck yourself.
That panty shot was so unnecessary.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think the Dongo song didn't need to be there, or any of the Dongos, really.
Like I said, the Dongos don't play too much. Part of the movie? It's not too much connection. Like if you watch the series, they play the Dongo song, or at least, you know, that theme of the song. You know how, like, soundtracks use kind of the same progression? They use that countless times in the series.
In fact, one of the greatest songs in that soundtrack is a branch from the Dongo song.
And it's not, ugh, Sakana. It's, like, it's amazing. Like, you gain the attachment with the character and that they associate it with.
Yeah, the Dongo song.
They make some really... what?
The Dongo song... In the series is actually the ED for the first season.
Yeah,
it's actually one of the best songs in the entire series.
It's a very heavy emotional connection. In the movie, it's just I like this thing that I used to know when I was a kid. That's basically it.
It's not as good as the ED for the After Story, though.
Yeah,
it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, some characters did not
sarcasm
need to be their game. At all whatsoever.
Yeah, like I know what you mean. Like, they didn't play too much of a part, right?
Like, Kyo and Tomoyo were there, and they had, like, really zero part in this movie. Like, they could just keep the best friend, and he could, like, just fill in the rest of the roles. Because they really didn't do anything at all for most of that movie. They were just, they're just there.
I guess they wanted to try and stay as faithful to the visual novel as they could, you know, try and preserve as many characters as they could, even if they couldn't, you know, develop them too much. They wanted to at least put them there to give the impression they have this little circle. Actually, they're not even that close as they are in the series. They're, like, they're kind of different people, and they just happen to cross paths. But I guess they just wanted to try and bring them in there one way or another.
If we're speaking characters here, did anyone else think that Akio is the goofiest motherfucker ever in the movie?
I love them in this movie. They're so they're so comical. And
I thought Sunohara. Now Sunohara, I thought was funny as hell, and I thought he was a lot funnier than
hilarious.
What he was. Yeah, but Akio just fell off.
He gave off that really tough, manly impression.
Like, no, he gave off, like, a sissy, sort of, like, goofy father appeal.
Really? No, he didn't give off the same feel he kind of gave in the series, but he did give off kind of around the same kind of impression to me.
He's that really tough guy who, when he's really tough around other people, when it comes to his wife, he's really soft and, you know, goofy when he's with her. Like, remember when they all went to his house and when they were singing the Dongo song, they were, like, doing their little comedy act. I liked them. They were really funny.
Even if they were, like, really goofy, I thought, like, Yohei and Akio were, like, the only two characters in that movie that had actual personality while everyone was just kind of it's like, I don't know, stagnant and so kind of bland, to be honest.
Well, it's hard. Like, it was hard enough. Like, we were just talking, they could barely do very much with the main characters, and, you know, it's asking way too much for them to develop the side characters.
All I'm asking is that why the hell did Kyo Annie not make the teacher Ibuki Sensei like that in the series? Why couldn't she?
She didn't have that role in the visual.
Because they made that into the whoever the dorm mother was.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. I was like, Ibuki became the dorm mother.
Well, no, because they didn't have the
Fuko
arc in the movie, so like her character was different.
Yep.
Pretty much. Shit, I was gonna say something. Oh, you know why I probably didn't like Akio as much in the movie? Because he didn't dress up as an MC.
I was gonna bring that up. I'm like, well, he dressed up as an MC in the series. What more do you want about Goofy?
I don't know.
That's like the strangest thing your father can do, is dress up like a fucking white rapper and then go around rapping or rhyming with your husband or whatever. I don't
know. Nah, you know it was really fucking goofy, and like the only part of this whole movie that I just like busted out laughing is when Tomoya and Sunahara go to the like restaurant that Nagisa works at, and he's like, and Sunahara's like, hey, can I have some water? It's like, this is like your fifth glass.
I know, I
love water. And he drinks down the whole glass, and then he just pours it back out. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing ever. Because he had the greatest face in the world. Oh, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
So, the art of the movie, I think it's...
Not bad. I don't think it's bad at all.
I think it's...
sketchy.
Like, the quality, I'm not going to say the quality of, like, the video I had, but, like, the quality of the movie itself. I like the art style, but it felt, like, old.
It felt like something, it felt like something from the 90s.
Like, it came in the same year as the Clannad series, and, you know, we all know Kyo Annie has a lot of ability when it comes to making animation, but, like...
Yeah, but so does Toei.
The Toei version, like, it fell far. Like, it kind of felt old. Like, you know what I mean?
I know, and Toei has the ability to make a really, really nice-looking show. Yeah. Like, I know none of y'all have seen Mononoke, but if you watch that show and see the art style for that, that's, like, a fantastic-looking show.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where this went, but, like, I like the art style. Like, the animation is not as good as
Mononoke. Wait, hold on. I gotta see something real quick.
All right.
Okay, they made Mononoke, and this it actually ended after the Clannad movie came out. Mm-hmm. And Mononoke is a phenomenal looking series.
That was by Toei?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's weird. Like, the Clannad movie looks like that. It's like,
I think it depends on, I don't know if they have branches in Toei.
Art style, or?
Art style.
Different art styles or whatever.
Like, if you watch Mononoke and see the art style for it, it's a really, like, one of the main reasons why I gave Mononoke as high as a rating as I did is because of the art style.
Hmm.
And for Clannad, it just doesn't look that good.
I like it.
And it kind of surprises me, because they came out in the same year and kind of around the same time.
Now, that's a little different, because Mononoke is directed by a guy who's famous for fucking weird-ass art styles.
Yeah, direction.
That's true.
Weird-ass directing style and a aptitude for very weird ways.
Okay, you may have a point there, because
Kiji Nakamura is the most... confusing man I have ever watched an anime based on.
Dude, he's the most interesting man next to Akio Kishimbo, of course.
Akio Kishimbo gets all his anime ideas from, like, nightmares he has, I swear to God.
Is that where he got the idea for, never mind.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What was I talking about?
Art style.
Art style, yeah. Someone will elaborate.
It
has a certain detail to it that the series looks good. Like the quality is good. The art style and animation is good. But there's something that the movie has a little touch on that's a lot different. Like
I don't know
highlights of the hair or something. I
think it might be with a thing with the staff or something, or maybe even the way the source material was handled with the way they were presented.
If you want to talk about the source material, then
the way they handled it, not the source material.
No, I mean the movie looks a lot more like the visual novel.
Oh, it does?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, KyoAni does their own take on everything, and comparing something to KyoAni animation is ridiculous. It's like comparing any movie to a fucking Ghibli movie, really. That's pretty much all I can say. Because you can't really do that. Animation.
I don't know. I just think that, and I don't mean to make a comparison to the series, but like the series, like the colors and stuff look a lot bolder and look more rich. This one, the one for the movie, just looks kind of like bland.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it feels old timey. Like it's not in its year. You know.
Yeah.
It's definitely
again. I kind of separate KyoAni because they have amazing animation.
Look at that link. That's the.
I think actually Toei does almost all of Keiji Nakamura's. Is that his name? Keiji Nakamura? I think they did Kuchibranko and they did Mononoke, which are two of his strangest ones. I don't think they did C.
No, it was done by some other studio.
And there's another movie they did called Interstellar 5555 or 55555.
C is Tatsunoko.
Yeah, Tatsunoko. And Interstellar is I think it's an hour-long music video for Daft Punk's, for one of their albums. It was an amazing movie. I watched it. And it has interesting animation. It has, I think it still keeps some of the things that Toei likes to do, but it still has great art in it. It tells a story without any voices at all, I think. Very little voices, if anything. And it's just really good animation. But that was made in 2003. And this movie is 2007. I think it's a difference in staff, or anything, or maybe
might
just
be.
Or anything. I don't really know. Actually,
Toei like keeps consistency in the art style. Like if you watched Air and Cannon, then you'd see the same thing.
Again, those are key animations.
Yeah, but it's from Toei.
I know, but you know, I know.
Wait, did
must be something?
Who did the original Cannon? Was that
Toei?
Toei. Okay, that's the reason why that kind of looks like butt. And the 2006
the chin.
Yeah,
the giant chin.
You eat shit. Oh, God.
Like, the character designs in canon is so, like, so unappealing and so kind of.
Weird. It's really weird.
It's weird, and it looks kind of not good.
Kind of not good. I like the art style, but like I'm saying, the caliber of the quality is weird.
It just feels like Toei's on a kind of low budget every time they do something like this.
Something like
don't
bring up budget with Gabe.
Don't bring up budget with Gabe here.
Yeah,
lash out on.
Let's not do this. I'm joking. I'm not that crazy.
Off topic, but when they were doing the split screen things, scenes like, did anyone think that was just weird?
Yes, that felt so odd.
That felt like a visual novel to me. Every time I saw that, I was playing.
That's something that you kind of would see in a visual novel.
Yeah, I've played a couple of visual novels.
You see two different things side by side or something like that.
I get the visual novel thing.
Well, like it felt like I was playing Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Now you say that, yeah.
I don't know.
You should put that in the movie, though.
I thought it was interesting the way they did that, even though it was... I don't know.
It's like, I don't mind them doing it. It just felt like they put them in random places.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
I mean, like... Yeah, like, doing, doing the singing bit, I think that would have been a good place to show Ho singing and everyone's reactions.
Because they only did it like in the very beginning.
Yeah,
it kind of stopped a little after halfway through.
I think they only did it like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, but it still kind of felt a little odd.
So, what's everybody think of the music in this? Because I think it's kind of terrible.
I can't remember the music, but no, I'm sure Gabe remembers it.
It's not terrible at all.
No, I think... Alright, let me rephrase that. I think the music selection for a lot of their scenes is bad.
Yeah, okay. They've made some bad choices. Like, remember the scene where he kind of does a baseball slide underneath? Usually I brought this up already. Like, they had the sentimental music of a piano,
and then
they saw each other. And then it switched to a little air brass orchestra, really high energy. And then it went back to the piano.
That it does that, and this is also another scene where I thought they over-dramatized was the scene where Tomoya's dad comes to visit him, and he's describing to him, like, why don't you see Ushio more? And he then says, that's right, you're becoming just like me. And they do this dramatic, like pan to, like, Tomoya's face.
Yeah, like the after images, and it's zooming in.
Yeah, and then this stupid music starts playing, and it's just bad.
It's weird.
Like, it's not...
I remember laughing.
Like, this is just not the kind of music you put in that sort of situation.
Dude, like, Tomoya's father was a dick in that scene. I can imagine why Tomoya hates his father in the movie.
Because he pushes him through a window.
They showed it too! It was great!
He's like, I brought you the fucking deluxe sushi.
I mean, I'm not picking at the backstory of Tomoya or anything here, but that I laughed at that scene. I really did. I mean... It was just something about the scene itself.
It
how he
weird.
Came home drunk and he's like, I got you some fucking food here. You better eat. He's like, I don't have time. And then he was just out of fucking
fuck you, son. Boom.
And then Tomoya fell on his face.
And it's okay.
His dad fell on his face.
Oh, man.
He probably fell on his face on the way home because he was drunk. Was like, he was walking down the sidewalk.
Ridiculous. Like when
like you're kind of quiet.
Just playing like baseball with Akio, and he's like trying to explain. Oh yeah, I can't lift my arm like this far. So he like tosses the ball up in the air and he, like fucking roundhouse kicks it to him.
Yeah,
that was like what?
Didn't that happen in the series? Like I swear, no. I thought it. No,
no. Yeah. He actually played baseball with him. He was like throwing.
He actually played baseball with him, but he'd like fucking roundhouse kick like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah, that didn't make sense, especially since he could still throw with his right arm, it's just he can't lift it very high.
You know,
he could have just thrown with the other arm.
I mean,
I know, you know,
the body compensates.
It's like, right arm is probably his dominant arm, I'm not sure, but, I mean, if you're gonna, like, throw the ball, at least, fuck, I don't know. Don't know anymore. But yeah, that was just really ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, I think David Matranga would be a better fit for Tomoya in this movie rather than the series.
You think what would be?
David Matranga, the English. Because, Matranga's voice in the English dub of the series, he was, like, a little... Not wooden, but he was a little less emotion. He was more emotionless than in the series, Tomoya's character.
He's also really emotionless in 5 centimeters per second. But y'all wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. But, you know, Tomoya's character is more apathetic, and Matranga's voice kind of fits that better. And Tomoya doesn't really have that much dramatic, energetic dialogue like he does in the series. So, you know. Kind of wanted to throw that out. I think it does fit better.
This is why I just have such a hard problem talking about this movie, because you kind of see how in the movie he's kind of like this boring person that you don't really know how he really feels other than like he's just depressed, but it's in the series, like he has a really big personality. He's like he's playing pranks and he's messing around.
Yeah, he's a guy who like speaks his mind. You understand that in the series, like.
Yeah, I mean that's.
He's very tactless. So like, if he has something bad to say, he'll say it.
Yeah.
Dude. Like Tomoya in the Clannad series is one of the greatest written characters of all time.
Yeah. Because he has a lot of character to him, and well, he has a lot of development.
And that character actually. Develops in the series.
Yeah, definitely.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, in the movie, he just felt depressed.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. But Chang'e would fit. Yeah.
I don't want to get into the whole thing that's absent about him and his father, which was in the series. I just don't want to touch on that.
Yeah.
Because that whole thing is. Very absent.
That's also what I want to say. Like the themes of the movie and the series are drastically different. I talked to Dave about this before, and
because I don't think that way.
I know what you're saying.
Like it feels like the series had like the same themes. They just did it better. Yeah.
Let me say the series focused on the theme of having a family, right? And then it jumped on a little bit to finding a purpose in your life, which was the element of that theme was Yoshino Yusuke, when he told Tomoya a little bit about his life. And that was kind of the only instance where, you know, they kind of outwardly say it. But in the movie, that's kind of what the whole theme is entirely. It doesn't really go through the family theme.
Yeah.
So you can't really hold it against that. Like, this is comparing the movie to the series. Like, if you were just going to watch it on its own, you wouldn't think about the family theme. You just think about the purpose theme. So.
But even so, on that theme, like, did really tell me, like, fulfill his purpose? Because it didn't feel like that.
When he was talking with Nagisa on their balcony, like, you know how he was always saying in my dream I'm lonely and there's nobody there, and it's just like when he's looking out into the distance and there's a shot of the city in front of him, the city turns into the barren wasteland in his dream, and then it goes back to being the city. That's just basically saying the city is that barren wasteland. He can't find his purpose. And then, yeah, it's a little weird how, like, just the connection of their dreams makes him see Nagisa as his fulfillment, but, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, that's what the theme follows.
To me, the theme felt more like he's trying to find value in living, in his life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The purpose for living and, like, finding something worth living for.
Yeah, and which to me, it was...
Which would be Nagisa, and then it became Ushio at the end of the movie. But what do you say?
Yeah, like, I mean, pretty much what you said. And then, kind of like, near the end, it felt like the movie decided, you know what? We don't want that to be your value, so we're going to be dicks and destroy you.
Yeah, that's the tragedy aspect. Like, yeah.
Which I still think they didn't need to do at all.
Then it wouldn't be dramatic. Like,
yeah, but it's like, do you need dramatic to have a happy ending?
Well, then it would just be a romance story.
And like, what's wrong with that?
Well, not is a romance story, but it is a tragedy.
Okay, tell me. A guy meets a girl, they make a theater club and they get married. How enticing does that sound to you?
That sounds like Amagami to me.
Well,
every fucking arc in that damn series.
Amagami is an innocent and perfectly fine...
Innocent? The guy fucking licks girls' knees and
what
shit. That,
what he does in the privacy of the gym storage room is his business. I'm just saying, like, Amagami doesn't have a groundbreaking drama the way Clannad does. It was just romance.
Some people seem to think it does.
What, drama?
Yeah, some people think... Well, not Amagami.
Not to the magnitude of Clannad.
Not Amagami. What I'm talking about is... I haven't seen Canon, so I can't say it. Never mind. Some people think that a lot of people say that Canon is more groundbreaking than Clannad was.
Really?
Especially since it came first. They watched the anime first.
Chronology doesn't really matter, but Canon... It is dramatic. People call it a masterpiece, but you know me. Nothing beats.
I know best. You. I know you. Don't worry. Only time you can ever be selfish is about Clannad.
Yeah.
Alright. How much have we gone through on this movie anyway?
I think we've gone through a lot. Everything there is to say about it. Yeah, I just tried to avoid mentioning the series as much as I can, but you guys just want to talk about it.
Well, you can't exactly avoid that.
Well, it's not fair. Like, what if we did this podcast in the month that the Clannad movie was out and the series wasn't? How different would this be? It would be a lot different.
No, it wouldn't.
It would. We would not be talking about
the series. If we did that early, none of you guys would even be watching anime, and I'd be the only one fucking talking about this fucking movie.
Talking about yourself.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll be talking about myself. Are you this movie? No, I can't say
that.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm making compare. Like, I'm not making. I'm bringing up the series Clannad, but the score that I'm about to give has nothing to do with the series at all.
Maybe your score. I was thinking our discussion. Our discussion included a lot of talking.
Well, that's a discussion.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alright. Okay. I'm just saying. Like, the way I rated this and the way I went about giving a score for this movie has nothing to do with the series.
Okay.
It just has straight-up faults with it.
Yes.
Are we doing the scores, then?
It depends. Do y'all have anything else y'all want to bring up?
I'm pretty much solid. That was all I wanted to bring up in the show.
I'll give credit to the movie just, like, right at the very end, like, right near the end of the credits, they have the Donga song, and it's like,
they played that that rendition of the Donga song.
Yeah, and it's like the only good version. But
what? The only good version of the Donga song?
Like
in the movie?
Better than the movie song. Better movie's version.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the only good version of Dango in its entirety.
No.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about the music in this? Now that I know that the actual first season was being made during the movie, there's music in the movie that's also in the first season of Clannad, which is
I think that's... Probably music taken from the
visual. Yeah, it's probably from the visual novel. The opening.
Even the opening?
Yeah, the opening's in the movie.
The opening is the visual novel's opening.
That's where I know the opening from. I have seen Clannad's... before I watched this Clannad series, I saw Clannad, the visual novel's opening, a long, 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 long time ago, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Like, developer release visual novels always come with an opening movie, and
that makes more sense. That
was this song.
That's what I know. That song,
because I don't know shit about visual novels, so
that's fine. Yeah, I think the rendition of Dango, Chisana Tenahira, I think that was in the visual novel, which is where Toei got it from.
Yeah, it was. That's why it has to have been. I mean, otherwise, why would Toei even recreate it? You know, or why would Toei put it in there?
Yeah.
How?
I still think the best version is the orchestrated version from the end of the episode.
Orchestrated.
Yeah, that was an orchestrated version. Wait, was it? I'm getting two versions mixed up. What I mean is the one at the end of After Story. In the palm of my little hand, or something like that.
Yeah, Chen Chi San no Tenahira.
Yeah.
The ending one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not orchestral.
It's not? Okay.
Orchestral would be like violins and trumpets.
I know, I remember the orchestrated version. I was like, oh, I can't remember.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
I forget it.
Music.
Fine. Alright. Anything else, guys?
We're good.
Yeah? Dave?
Nah, I'm good.
Zakana?
I got nothing else besides the, like, reviewing of it.
Alright, then let's dish out our scores. So, bud, we, start with you, Dave.
I give this
Dave
movie...
First.
Okay.
Dave, you're usually, like, second to last or last.
Okay. That's on his show. That's on his show. This is my goddamn show,
this
bitch.
This is your show.
This is my show, bitch.
Your name is on it.
My show.
Okay. I give this movie a 5 out of 10. I just did not enjoy
Whoa.
It. Yeah.
Whoa.
I just...
That's starting out really harsh there.
Yeah. I can't help it. It's just... There's just some mistakes in this movie that I just can't forgive. And that's my score for it.
Alright, then let's go to Vincito.
Oh, I'm next?
Uh-huh.
Alright, I've been leaning on different scores for this movie. All the way through, I was leaning on different scores. I really liked a few scenes. I think I liked the comedy in it a lot. Not more than the series, of course. I mean, the hardest part about this movie is that it gets compared to the series. That's the biggest problem.
That's what I mean. Like, in the back of your head, you have this...
In the back of your head, you're always thinking...
You have this little bias. I mean, like, you know you're saying that your score may have been completely on your judgment of the movie itself, but, like, in the back of your head, you're thinking that was better in the series. I'm not...
It's kind of like if you watch the original Full Metal Alchemist after you... Oh, wait, I'm doing... Shut up. No, it's exactly
yeah,
like
the
that,
opposite.
Because Yeah, I'm actually watching the original Full Metal Alchemist after watching Brotherhood, and same shit I get in the back of my mind every fucking episode I watch. I'm like, well, that was better in Brotherhood, or I like the scene better in Brotherhood, or some stupid shit like that I always think about. And I'm not enjoying the series as much as I should be, so. I still really like this movie, though. I thought it was okay. I liked it. I give it a 6 out of 10. Like, a 6.5, maybe a high 6, because I really wish I wanted to give it a higher score. But biggest fault is being compared to Quinod and Quinod After Story. Definitely. 6, maybe 7. 7. 7 sounds good.
Alright.
Alright.
AJ, get out!
Get out of here, AJ!
Oh, whoops.
So mean.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry, AJ, I love you.
We'll be done soon.
See, this is the reason why I say we need to create a new call when we do shows.
Make it private.
No, just make
exactly.
It entertaining. We just edit it out.
Whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, you know, I want to move to Zakana next.
Okay, well, the fact that I've never seen the original...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's like I'm pretty much not biased.
Yeah.
I thought the movie, the idea was good. It's just I had no connection to any of the characters. It's like the movie's trying to make me feel sad for them, but it's not doing a good job of making me... like, understand why I should be sad. Overall, it wasn't bad, it's just... it felt rushed a lot.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10 because... it's not horrible, it's not amazing, but... it's at least decent as just something to watch.
Yeah. The visual novel is like 50 hours, and 50 hours of reading.
What the fuck? 50 hours?!
Holy crap.
Visual novels go up to like 60, 70 hours.
What the fuck?
That's so long.
That's like playing an RPG.
Oh, they
that's
are
like,
technically
that's
RPGs.
That's actually fucking 2 RPGs, man. Not even joking.
Yeah, like...
Actually, I'm going to go back to a high 6. Sorry.
Well, I mean, it's like how long do you usually spend just reading a book?
Not 60 hours, I'll tell you that damn much.
I read like 10 minutes and then I just...
Not unless I'm reading the fucking dictionary.
Wait, is that 60 hours post-story or overall?
Overall, like, it really depends on your reading speed, but like, you could spend 50 hours, over 50 hours reading Clannad or like, Fate's Day Night, that's really long.
Fucking Fate's Day Night's so long, the prologue is like fucking 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Before you start the goddamn game.
Anyway.
Alright. I'm gonna go to my score next.
What?
Okay. No, Okay. There's a reason.
All right. Okay.
So, I'm giving the Clint Eastwood movie a 5.
Okay.
Because
I thought you were gonna give it a lower one.
I was talking like a -7 or something. I'm joking.
No. The character development in this movie is poorly done. The over dramatization of very not so important scenes is very distracting and just not. I don't know. It's just what the word I'm looking for.
Disappointing.
No, not disappointing. It's just unneeded. There we go. That's what I was thinking. It's
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Thank you. Also the choice of music in some of those scenes is very poorly done and very poorly chosen. And so that's why I gave this movie a 5.
Okay.
All right.
So now, the reason I've saved Gabe for last is because I know Gabe is a very big Clannad fan, and I also know Gabe is the most generous person when it comes to dishing out scores for anything. So this is like the high point of this podcast, and like the high point of like.
Don't say that.
Yes, it is.
You're gonna make me do something I don't want to do.
It's gonna be the highest score we've ever heard.
This is like the greatest moment ever.
I'd feel sad if you gave it a better score than me.
So, Gabe, without further ado, please go about your score.
Okay. In B4.
I recognize this movie's problems. Like, I'm not going to deny that it does make mistakes. A lot of mistakes. Like, stuff that could be done better. And unnecessary stuff. The animation's not all that great. I could see this, don't get me wrong. But it has the word Clannad in front of it. And
do it, do it, do it.
8.
8 out of 10. Oh! 8 out of 10! I knew it! I caught it! Yes! Yes, I'm going to fucking stop drinking this shit. McDonald's. Oh, God.
God.
Oh, my God. I'll ever do this to me again.
Gave it a higher score than me. What the fuck?
Shut up. I love Clannad more than you. I love it. I cannot love a human baby more than I can love Clannad.
You are one biased motherfucker.
No, I am not. I just love it so much.
I thought you'd like, be offended by this movie. Like, ugh, what do they do to my characters?
I think you were more offended, Dave, than he was.
I'm offended. Yes, I am offended.
Offended? Like, I mean, I can't be offended. I mean, like, the worst case scenario, people are stupid and just say, oh my god, this movie sucks. Maybe the series sucks even more. That's the worst thing that can happen, but you know, I don't give a shit what people think.
I was kind of watch the movie first, time ago when Dave asked me to watch Clannad. I was kind of like, well, I'll watch the movie first because that came out first. And then he's like, no, don't do that. Watch the series. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
The movie sucks.
If they want to miss out on the greatest anime masterpiece animation in Japan ever, that's their business. I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I just, you know, it's my Clannad. Leave me alone.
Okay. All right. It's okay, Gabe. I forgive you.
I stirred this much up out of it.
I can see it being. It's around like 6 to 8 range.
Yeah.
Like that's like midpoint kind of for me. I don't care. All that's like any can fodder. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good range in there. 5's even good. I can understand 5.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
I can understand 5. I can sympathize with a 5. But, you know, me being extremely generous and then this being Clannad, 2 and 2 together, you get 8.
I'm surprised you're not mad at this, but you were fucking pissed off when Lurks gave a low score to Akikon. I can't understand this at all.
Dude, once again, I forgot, once again, me and Dave gave the same score for something.
Again, the same score.
Let me just ask, were you guys, like, talking in some other place? Like,
no.
Guys, I totally know what you're going to get.
No.
You guys bet on this. You guys put money down. Well, tell me. Just tell me.
Me and Jade are just... Yeah, me and Dave are just on the same wavelength with stuff, man.
Okay. No. I mean, like, because I heard Ben. He's like, yeah, I called it. So...
No. I right before you said it, I was like, okay, in before 8, he's going to give it an 8. It's pretty easy to guess.
I hear you. You said...
Oh, I'm sorry. I whispered it, and since my mic is so fucking quiet...
I heard in before. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I just whispered 8, like, when you're...
Oh. Yeah. Fuck you all.
I think Mark's called it, too. I don't know.
You can all go fall on your faces if you want. Oh. So, Lurks, do you want to segue us into our next little...
Yeah, okay, so now that we got that movie out of the way, done with, we got to choose the movie for next week.
Let's watch it again!
Yeah!
Fuck no.
Once is enough.
I'm watching The Borrowers right now. I just got it from Gabe, and I'm about to finish it tonight. I don't know if you guys want to do that, or we can do a Ghibli movie next week. Any Miyazaki?
I don't know. I don't care what we do, as long as it's something good, because since episode 1, my scores for all these movies have been going, straight downhill.
I've been hearing you, Larks. You think, like, all the movies you've seen are rushed.
No!
I heard every episode you said rushed.
No, you didn't think about Summer Wars.
No, not Summer Wars, and definitely not Eva.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Not Eva. He was very positive.
I wasn't
on it.
There for
Gabe, was absent from the Eva show because he's never watched.
That's true.
I could have sworn I heard.
I was very positive on Eva.
We need to do a. I think I vote for Miyazaki film. Anyone? I like Howl's Moving Castle or Princess Mononoke or something like that.
Here.
That's what I vote for.
What's the Lupin the Third one?
I don't think we can watch Lupin the Third movie because no one's seen the series.
It's canon. So.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Yeah, let's watch Achi wa Speka.
What? Achi wa Spek?
Yeah.
We call it Achi wa Spek. I don't even know what the fuck it says. That movie's awesome.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You're giving such a low score.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
We'll do that
you
later.
You sound
we'll
so hostile. It. Like, fuck you. It's not.
We'll do that way later.
Me and Dave enjoyed the crap out of that movie.
You were enjoying it. You enjoyed it.
All right, guys.
I was enjoying the crap out of that movie, right?
Let's not say anything that I don't think of
each
other's heads off.
Speaking of crap.
Speaking of the Clannad movie. Oh, who said that?
I knew it.
It wasn't me.
I fucking knew it, Gabe. Alright, so...
choices?
Well, we got a lot of choices. There's The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. We got, you know, any Ghibli movie out there. I don't want to do the Trigun movie because that's coming out, like, being released in July.
I don't want to do... I would rather not do that because I want to watch that in English dub when it gets released.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's coming out in July in North America, and I want to do a separate episode for that once we all... If we all go see that in theaters, which I know I'll be doing.
Lupin the Third movie was worked on by Studio Ghibli. I didn't know that.
New Jersey doesn't. Have theaters.
Yeah, the cast.
New Jersey doesn't have theaters? Wow. Your
for
state
anime.
Really does suck. Oh, okay.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I may actually watch that Trigun movie.
Like, Lurks, I know you haven't seen a lot of Miyazaki films. I think you've seen Spirited Away, right?
That's about it.
We can, there's a lot to choose from, like this. Kiki's Delivery Service, My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh, well,
okay.
Well, no, actually, we did watch Grave of the Fireflies, which is a good
one. Yeah, it's a Ghibli movie.
Yeah.
How about
you?
You're specifically talking about Miyazaki movies.
I mean Miyazaki films.
Yeah. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Even though Miyazaki is the, you know, reason Ghibli is so popular.
Now, Ghibli has a lot of good directors.
But Miyazaki is like...
I was like 20 minutes into Ariete or The Borrowers before we
Miyazaki
started.
Miyazaki is the reason why Ghibli is so well known because his movie is the one that won an Academy Award.
That's a bond note. He should have won an Academy Award.
Yeah, well, so should have some awards, but that didn't really work out.
Yeah. So what are you thinking then? What else?
It don't matter to me. I just want to watch something good. Tyler, I want to stop giving like bad scores to movies.
Yeah, you don't have.
Well, as much as I love The Girl Left Through Time, I would actually go with a Miyazaki film, and I would probably go with The Princess Mononoke, since that's my favorite Ghibli film. That's my favorite animated film. So I would go with Princess Mononoke probably. I don't know about you guys though.
Well, let's hear from.
What about you guys?
Well, what was the choices? I seriously wasn't.
I mean,
listening.
we have The Girl Who Left Through Time. Vincito recommended Princess Mononoke. There's any of the other Ghibli or Miyazaki films. I have Akira on here on my list.
I recommend Akira. I think it's really good.
Akira's pretty good.
Akira. All right. There's also Paprika. There's, let's see, there's...
I was kind of just leaning to...
Actually, I frequent Stumble Upon a whole lot, and every now and then I'll get, like, a website for, like, you know, like, the top 10, you know, like, sort of anime movies you should watch and all that random bullshit. And I saw three of them on there I've never even heard of. What? There's one called Royal Space Force.
I have never heard of that.
There's one called Perfect Blue.
Oh, Perfect Blue. That's a Satoshi Kon movie.
And there's
it's a one, great movie. It's a great horror.
And there's another one called Memories.
Memories. That's a three-part movie, isn't it, Dave? With like three different storylines to it. I think I've seen that one, or I've seen the other one. One of the. I don't think I saw Memories. I think I saw the other one, which is another three-part movie.
Whoa, holy shit.
Sometimes they're really messed up. And I can't really recommend them because I've never seen them, but usually the last three-part movie I saw wasn't that good. It was really trippy, but it wasn't that... I didn't really enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
Really trippy, though. Really trippy. I loved it.
So what is our verdict?
Well, Vin said Princess Mononoke. Dave said yeah, Dave said Akira.
It's up to Gabe.
I have to
make his...
And even Zakana. Zakana can has a vote. He's good.
Shit.
We'd like to say I think all of us have probably watched Spirited Away a lot.
Yeah, we have all watched Spirited Away a lot.
It gets played so much.
I've seen it like three times.
And yeah, Ponyo's a little too recent. I think
I don't think Ponyo's his strongest work either. I mean, it's still amazing and visually stunning film though. I really like it.
That's true.
I would probably buy it if I had the money.
I was gonna buy it like last time I was at Movie Stop, but I didn't.
I just said Princess Mononoke because I think besides Howl's Moving Castle, it's one of the Ghibli movies you have to watch. You have to watch down the line at least once, along with Spirited Away and My Neighbor Totoro, of course, and Kiki's. Every Ghibli film you have to watch at least once, but those are the most important ones, and My Neighbor Totoro too.
Yeah. What about Porco Rosso?
You don't have to watch Porco Rosso. You can, but you don't have to.
Right.
Like, My Neighbor Totoro and, like, May Castle in the Sky and Nausicaa.
Yeah, my choices go for either Castle in the Sky or Princess Mononoke.
Very nice. I didn't like Castle in the Sky as much as I thought I would, which is sad.
I've never actually seen it.
I thought it was a really good... Everyone was telling me it's a really good movie. I could see it's a really good movie.
But
it's not that. Yeah. Princess Mononoke has... That's Nausicaa that has Shia LaBeouf in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is awesome in that movie.
Shia LaBeouf.
So,
is it Boof or Buff?
I just make the joke and say Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Alright. Well, you vote for Mononoke or Castle in the Sky then?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Gabe?
I have absolutely no idea.
What Ghibli movies do you want to see?
I was going to throw in my vote for Girl Who Left Through Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never seen. Have you seen that?
No.
It's pretty good.
Neither have I. Maybe you can watch that. No. Well, we'll figure that out.
It's very... It can get mixed feelings, though, because it's very like or hate sometimes.
That's true.
It's very dramatic near the end. Very, very dramatic. Dave, you've seen it, right?
Hmm?
You've seen The Girl Left Through Time, right?
Yeah, I did.
I think I might like it, though, because it is done by...
Done by the guy who made Summer Wars.
Maloy Hosoda.
Yep.
Yeah, I do love Madhouse.
Yeah, it looks amazing. The movie does.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I mean, not streamable, but renting.
Yeah.
Maybe either this week or next week, I want to do that movie then. That one.
Well, we'll figure that out. We still got to decide on next week.
That's what I meant. Next week or the week. I want to Girl Up Through Time. I still vote for Mononoke. All right, you, Lurks, what you want?
I think we should,
It's very hard, isn't it? There's no really majority here.
Yeah, so. it's not a majority like it was last show.
We can put things in hats and draw.
Yeah, screw it. We'll do another Ghibli movie. We'll do Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke?
Yeah, Princess Mononoke.
I actually own that movie. I think I'll actually unwrap it just to watch it for once.
I take it we're going to watch the English dub?
You can watch it whatever you want. I think I watched an English dub with Dave. Didn't we watch an English dub, Dave? Did we watch Princess Mononoke together?
Did we get it, Dave?
What's Steam Boy?
Actually, Princess Mononoke on Netflix is the highest rated Miyazaki film. I didn't even notice that. By like the most slightest bit of a star over Spirited Away. But that's Steam Boy, I actually have Steam Boy in my Netflix queue.
I have that on my movie list of things to watch because actually a friend of mine from work actually recommended I watch that.
Yeah, it's very
which strange. Is odd because I don't know anybody in real life that recommends me anything. So
maybe we could do that sometime down the road then.
Maybe that's a lot of movies we can do down the road.
Oh yeah, oh you have no idea. Why don't we just do a really really amazing critically acclaimed movies for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, good movies.
Like really, really, really good movies that were really.
Then we
really
have to follow that up with really shitty movies.
Why?
And then
because you can't be just doing good movies the whole entire time. That just kind of defeats the purpose.
I know a bunch of shitty movies we could do.
How about this?
I know.
For every like two bad movies, you do one good movie.
That's a little bit. How about every one bad movie? Because watching two bad movies,
we gotta like trade off.
But not the movie, it wasn't that bad, but if you watch like fucking Sword for Truth or like something like Psychic Wars, those are pretty fucking terrible. But like they're really fucking old. They're like from the 80s and early 90s.
I do have like the Pokemon movies and the Yu-Gi-Oh movies.
Oh yeah, Pokemon movies.
God.
I haven't seen like half of those.
No dude. The Yu-Gi-Oh movie, I watched it I think a few years after it came out, and I remember that movie being like shit.
I need to watch it still. That sounds fun. Yu-Gi-Oh movie. On the big screen.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So are we sticking to Princess Mononoke next week then?
Oh, Princess Mononoke for next week.
Sweet.
I'm gonna be making a post tomorrow on this. So go check out the site at animeafterlifepodcast@wordpress.com. I gotta wrap this show up, guys, so thanks for listening.